And as is our norm, we are starting off with a look at the situation regarding New Jersey nursing homes, veteran centers, and COVID-19 with one of those aforementioned interesting developments. State Senate Committee has voted to require that the state health department post on its website the total number of COVID-19 cases and fatalities by long-term care facilities here in the state, which is something that reverses a decision by Governor Murphy and his administration that limited disclosures on these numbers. Now, who has forwarded this idea? Democratic State Senator Joseph Vitale, whose name might ring a bell because it was Senator Vitale who, for over a decade, kept pushing and pushing until the statute of limitations was expanded for victims of abuse by Catholic priests. State Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli explained that posting data only on active outbreaks rather than a total number would provide what she called a clearer real-time picture of what's going on in each facility, and the belief is that's more useful to the public. The department didn't respond to previous inquiries about why it would not post data both on the active outbreaks and as well as the total number of deaths since the start of all this. Once an outbreak in a facility is over, which is defined as a 4-week period of no new infections after the most recent case, then that count rolls back to zero. They just roll back the odometer. Example, the well-known incident at the Andover Subacute Rehabilitation 2 in Sussex County. That's where 82 residents and 2 employees had died as of October. As of Tuesday, if you looked up that facility, only 2 residents and 2 employees had tested positive and no fatalities were listed. That's right, if that one of those fatalities had been one of your loved ones, as far as the state is concerned, they don't count anymore. Why the state doesn't want to share all this information, that's easily available, and they could do in tandem presentations on the state website. They don't really seem to want to answer this. I'm going to look this bill up, by the way. It's S-3041, sponsored by, as I said, Senator Vitale, as well as Senator Vin Gopal, also a Democrat. It passed the Senate Health Human Services and Senior Citizens Committee by an 8-0 vote this past Monday without debate. Yeah, that's what we call, even in the State House, a no-brainer. Especially when you consider New Jersey ranks highest in the nation for the number of nursing home deaths per capita. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, as it works today, a member of the public may formally request the cumulative number of cases and deaths by facility. This is via an open public records request. But not a lot of people know that you can do that. And why should the onus be on you as the individual? It's the responsibility of the state to make this information available. And be that as it may, the state must respond within 7 business days. However, the governor has relaxed the response requirement since this all began back in March. Even though it was an 8-0 vote in the committee, this will not be an easy deal. The bill's just started its venture through the legislature. It has to be approved by an assembly committee and passed by a majority vote in the assembly and the Senate, which will leave it up to Murphy to sign into law. And if he does, there's questions about this now. But if he does, it would take effect immediately, according to the bill. So as all that is taking place, we have news that a resident at the Menlo Park Veterans Home died in recent days from COVID-19, which would make it the first death at one of the state-run veterans homes in about 180 days, which is the COVID death toll to at least 102 that we know of at the Menlo Park facility. Makes it one of the highest numbers nationally among nursing homes. No ID on the resident, with little information provided, but the resident did spend 3 weeks at a nearby hospital before succumbing to COVID-19 pneumonia and other complications, according to what information was released. Well, Governor expressed his sorrow about this. Governor Murphy said, "God rest the soul of that person who passed and who put up an incredible fight. We are going to stay in that fight with those three veterans' homes and all the other long-term care facilities around the state." That's so warm and fuzzy to hear that from the governor, since it was his edict back in March that provoked all these deaths in the senior centers and veteran centers. Well, in case you need a reminder, we have that edict over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, on the download page, in tandem with the similar one that was launched by New York Governor Cuomo. Death over the weekend of this individual puts Menlo Park's confirmed death toll at 63. Data that the health department made public back in September showed that investigators also determined there were 39 probable COVID deaths at that location. Residents who had coronavirus symptoms and died at the height of the pandemic, but they weren't tested. Yeah, right. They weren't tested. No one thought that to be a priority. Even a curiosity. More than 20 staff members and residents have recently tested positive in Menlo Park and the Paramus Veterans Homes. So since the start of the pandemic in March, at least 89 residents have died at the Paramus Home, 81 confirmed, and 8 considered to be probable. Several of the staff have already returned to work after quarantining. Nurses aide died at each home in the spring. That brings the entire death total of the two homes to 193.